Welcome to the podcast of New Creation Christian Center. I am Pastor Marquise Franklin, and I am excited that you would take the time to listen to our latest sermons and what God is doing in this ministry. New Creation Christian Center is in Seattle, led by Pastor Harold and Annis Franklin. And our statement is, come as you are and be transformed by the word of God, as stated in 2 Corinthians 5:17. Now, I don't know what you're going through, but I want you to be encouraged by the word of God that is going to be shared today. Check it out and share it with somebody that may need it. Now, let's get into this week's message.
Thank you, God, for calling me tonight to speak. And I just ask that you would use me in a mighty way. In Jesus' name, amen. So tonight, we're going to talk about perspective. And I want to know, how do you know what the right perspective is in your life? In your circumstances, the right perspective that you have over yourself, and how do you know that? So I looked up the definition of perspective in the dictionary, and actually I went and looked the definition up on my phone in Google, and I thought it was so crazy because I'm like so used to when we're kids like going right to the dictionary, and so I just felt so weird doing it on my phone. But anyways, the definition of perspective is a particular attitude towards, way of regarding something, your outlook, your way of thinking, point of view, your vantage point, which I like. That's like a very visual type of definition. And then I really like the Latin meaning of perspective, which is to look through or to perceive. Your perspective is the way that you see something, the way that you view the world around you. And I want to say that 90% of the time, your perspective is wrong. Your perspective is wrong 90% of the time because you view your perspective through your experiences, through your senses, through touch, taste, feeling, what you see and how you view things. And 90% of the time, our senses fail us over and over again. And the only way to see the right perspective is to see our perspective through God's eyes, to see His perspective on ourselves, on our circumstance. Because in His perspective, do we only see clearly? We only see everything the correct way and everything concisely. I just want to talk about a couple people first. I like Precious. So oftentimes when Precious has been up here, she's talked a lot about her different testimonies. And one of her testimonies that she talks about is when she was younger and she was going to school. And I don't know the full story, but she said like a teacher of hers basically told her, oh, you're dumb. You're not going to be anything in life. And, you know, I'm sure that she had to battle with that, and she probably still has to battle with that to this day, battle it in her mind. But, you know, a teacher, someone that you respect, someone that's supposed to care about you, you know, told her you're not going to be anything, and how hurtful that is. So instead of taking the teacher's perspective on who she is, she had to go into her prayer room and see God's perspective of who she is. And God says, no, you have value. You're not dumb. I made you to be smart. You're fearfully and wonderfully made. That's who you are. And so Precious is able to take God's perspective of who she is and not what the teacher says about her. And, you know, Tamron, he's not here today, but, you know, he's the youngest in his family. And being the youngest person in your family, you're always the follower because you're always going to do whatever your brothers and sisters are doing, because if you don't, you're going to be left behind. So Tamron's used to always being the follower of all of his brothers. And I think he has like 7 or 8 brothers and sisters, something crazy like that. So he knows how to follow people really well. Whether that's good or bad, he's going to follow them. So in reality, that's not the right perspective, because God has actually called him to be unique and different from all his brothers and sisters, God says, yeah, you're the youngest. Like, you're supposed to be the follower, but I set you apart from all of your siblings to be actually the leader of all of your brothers and sisters. And so he has to battle that on a daily basis so he can make the right choice in life, but he has to know God's perspective in order to do that. Just for me personally, I haven't really had any like horrible experiences with teachers or anything like that, but a lot of people laugh at me when I say this, but my perspective of myself is nobody likes me. Nobody wants to be my friend. I don't have any friends. Like, I'm so lonely. That's the perspective that I have of myself, and I don't know why that is. It doesn't even matter why I think that, because that's not the reality of the situation. You know, I know, in fact, God's perspective of me is everybody wants to be your friend. Everybody really likes you. In actuality, God's perspective of me is that I'm a role model for other people. And now I know that because I ask God for his guidance and seek his perspective on everything in my life. And you know, every time, sometimes I work part-time at the hospital, and whenever I go into work, they're like, oh my gosh, Monica's here, yes! And I'm just like so surprised how much people actually like me, because like I said, if I don't know, you know, what my true self is, because, you know, I don't know what God's perspective is of me, I think nobody likes me. I can't make any friends. Like, but people that know me, they're like, are you crazy? Like, that sounds ridiculous, because that's not who you are. But now, because I know God's perspective, I know who I really am in life. And like, yeah, every day I have to battle that in my mind. I have to be like, oh, when is this person gonna stop being my friend? Because that's how I naturally think for myself. But I know that that's not true. So, like I said, God's perspective of myself, I know that in his word, you know, he's called me anointed, bold and fearless and gifted. And I just want to ask, like, how do you find God's perspective? The only way to truly find God's perspective of yourself, your circumstances, of everything in your life is by reading his word, to know his word, to know what God does say about you and everything in your life, and also through revelation from his Holy Spirit. He can reveal to you those things as well. So quickly, I just want to go to a scripture, Isaiah 55, 8 through 9, if we can go there real quick. Isaiah 55, 8 through 9. I don't have my phone up here to look it up. So Isaiah 55 says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." So obviously, like, it just shows us right there that our perspective is wrong, because God knows way more than we do. He understands everything in the world and every unique thing about us. And so don't you want to have God's vantage point of you? Don't you want to know his perspective in all that you do and seek his perspective? And 2 Corinthians 5:7, it says, "We walk by faith and not by sight." That's God's perspective of how we should live, is walking by faith and not by sight, because like I said, our senses fail us time and time again. And he says, "By his stripes we are healed." And And so we've been talking and praying in church about all the people that we want to see healed, ourselves or family members or people outside of the church that we want to see healed. And it could be physical, emotional, it can be spiritual. You might need God to change your heart, but you know that by his stripes you are healed. And God says that we're overcomers. And so you can get your healing by being an overcomer in Christ. And you know, that's part of my testimony. Like, I am an overcomer, and I know that. And, you know, I've been battling this kind of like sickness, disease for the past year and a half, but I've been overcoming it, and I know already that I'm healed in Jesus' name. And, like, you know, what happened a year and a half ago is, like, I started getting all these rashes all over my body, and they wouldn't go away no matter what I did, and I was tired all the time, and I just didn't know what was wrong with me. And I was just like, God, I need you to help me, because it's not going away and I don't know what to do about it. And so I just was like pleading with him, God, I don't care what it takes, but by any means necessary, I need your healing in my life.
We're just halfway through this sermon, but our prayer is that God is already speaking a dynamic word to you personally. But don't keep it to yourself. We need you to testify. We want to hear what God is doing. Give us a call or text us at 425-686-8197 to let us know what God is doing. If you're on Facebook, contact us at facebook.com/newcreationcc or on Twitter at newcreationwa. Now, let's tune in for the second half of this sermon.
I, you know, went to so many doctors, and none of them knew what was wrong with me. And finally, I got my blood tested, like exactly a year ago. And the doctor took me into the room and sat me down, and he was like, I'm diagnosing you with Hashimoto's, which is like a autoimmune disease. And he said, you know, you're going to be on medication your entire life, and nobody gets healed from this. And in fact, it only gets worse day by day. And I was like, okay, I understand everything that the doctor's saying to me, and I respect him, you know, as a doctor. And I was just like, well, logically, I don't understand why, you know, why would I take medication? Because this medication actually is supposed to replace your thyroid hormone. And the blood work for my thyroid was like perfectly fine. Like, the numbers are normal. And so logically, I'm like, why would I start taking medication for the rest of my life if there's nothing, there's no need for that, really? And so I said, you know, I respect you and what you're telling me, and I understand everything, but I'm not going to do it at this time. I refuse to do it at this time, because actually I told the doctor, like, I'm going to overcome this. And all the doctors were kind of like looking at me crazy, like, I don't think you understand what's going on. But I'm like, I do understand what's going on, because my God is bigger and he's my healer. And that's the fact of the situation. So it was like I was still battling what was going on with this disease and stuff, and none of the doctors were having hope for me. So I was like, God, I need you to reveal to me what exactly is going on with me, because I need to be healed from this, you know? And I finally went to this naturopathic doctor, and they're kind of like the only ones that will listen to you and try to get your body back on track. And she suggested being on like a low inflammation diet, but that's like lots of fish and vegetables and stuff, and I already pretty much do that, so that wasn't a problem. But, you know, they suggested going like basically like gluten-free, bread-free and stuff. And I'm like, what, are you serious? Like, what are you talking about? Like, this doesn't make sense to me because I'm Italian and I have to eat pasta. Like, what are you talking about? You're not making any sense, you know? And so I'm like, okay, whatever. This is crazy. So it's like, okay, whatever. But I asked God for my healing by any means necessary. And so I was like, okay, well, I'm going to try it for like 2-3 weeks and, you know, see what happens. And I tried it for 2-3 weeks. I didn't really see much of a change. So to me, I was like, well, that must not be it because I'm still getting these rashes and all these problems going on with it. So I'm like, okay, you know, that's not it. Plus I'm Italian, so that can't be it. Like, that's crazy, right? I'm like, God, you are like, you're playing with me right now, right? Because like, that could never happen, you know? And he was like, no, your perspective is crazy. That's what's crazy. So I was like, okay. So I did some research on my own and I was like finding out that gluten can actually stay, like flour and gluten and all that stays in your intestines for like 6 months to a year before you can actually be like completely healed from it. And I was like, no, God, are you serious though? Because I can't do this for 6 months to a year. Try this for 6 months to a year? Like, you want me to try this for 6 months to a year? Like, no. So, anyways, I was like, okay, I want my healing so bad. So I started, you know, trying it for a longer amount of time. And I've been doing it since like the end of February. And I have noticed like an immense change in my body. And the rashes are almost completely gone now. So I'm thinking, you know, maybe this is, you know, bringing me my healing. Just being on a gluten-free diet maybe. And in March, I went to go get my blood work tested and the number went down from 142 points down all the way down to 24 points. So I know that if it goes down by more than 100 points, it can very well go down another measly 24 points for, you know, my complete healing. And I still don't know for sure if, you know, that is the reason, but it does seem to be. And so I'm just sticking with it. And I have to later on get, you know, another test to show physically for my healing. But it's like, I already know today that I'm healed. My body is just trying to catch up to my mind. So it's like your body's trying to catch up to your beliefs. So that's what's going on with me and just getting God's perspective, not the doctor's, that yeah, I'm an overcomer and I'm healed. So I just have to pray those things over myself every day, the perspective that God has for me and who he's called me to be. And like in Romans 8:37, he says that we are more than conquerors through Christ. So you have to know that about yourself because that's who you really are. Yeah. And you need to seek his perspective in every area of your life. So as I was thinking about perspective, the story of Joseph just came into my mind. I don't really know why, but it just sparked my intrigue. And so the story of Joseph is really fascinating. He was the youngest in his family out of all his brothers, and he had these great visions and dreams from God of this greatness that he was going to become. And all his brothers were like really jealous of him. And I definitely identify with that because I have a younger brother. And when we were younger, I was always jealous of him, like constantly, nonstop jealous of my younger brother because they seem to get all the special attention. They get to do things that you never got to do because, I don't know, they're the youngest. So I identify with that. But his brothers ended up selling him into slavery. He was put into prison for a crime that he didn't commit. He was forgotten by the chief butler in prison, whom he had helped, among other people. But through it all, Joseph did not stop serving God. Joseph never lost God's perspective of his circumstances. And if Joseph was never in the dungeon, he would have never made it to the palace. If Joseph never went to prison, he would have never went to the palace. And that seems so crazy to us. And that probably seemed even crazier to Joseph, because at the time, you know, he was stuck in prison. And you would think that he would be so ungrateful and so unforgiving, but he was the complete opposite of that. He had to take God's perspective. While he was in prison, he was able to be prepared by God. He used that time to his best ability. He made acquaintances and adversaries there. He was promoted because he had the right perspective, and he eventually made it to the palace. So can we please go to Genesis 45, 4 through 8? And I just want to, it's kind of towards the end of the Joseph story that I want to talk about. Joseph 45. So it says, "And Joseph said to his brothers, 'Please come near to me.' So they came near. Then he said, 'I am Joseph, your brother, whom you sold into Egypt. But now do not therefore be grieved or angry with yourselves because you sold me here, for God sent me before you to preserve life. For these 2 years, the famine has been in the land, and there are still 5 years in which there will be neither plowing nor harvesting. And God sent me before you to preserve a posterity for you in the earth and to save your lives by a great deliverance. So now, it was not you who sent me here, but God, and he has made me a father to Pharaoh and lord of all his house, and a ruler throughout all the land of Egypt.' So through it all, Joseph's perspective was right. He saw to forgive his brothers who sold him into slavery. He saw that God allowed him to go through this so he could be placed in the palace, not only to help Pharaoh and the Egyptians in Egypt, but more so to save the lives of Joseph's brothers, the same family that sold him into slavery in Egypt. Joseph saw God's perspective and God's vantage point, his point of view of his circumstances, of himself, of his situation, and it was the right perspective. So I want to ask you today, are you willing to let God show you the right perspective in your life? You can be all that he created you to be today. Thank you.
We thank you for listening to today's sermon, and we pray that you are impacted to become the new creation that God desires. We at New Creation Christian Center invite you to come join us for service Saturday at 7 p.m. or Sunday at 11 a.m. located at 5150 South Cloverdale Street, Seattle, Washington. Also, feel free to visit us online at newcreationwa.org. New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life, where you can come as you are and be transformed by the Word of God.